And that is to swear in our two newest student trustees. So if I can ask that both Pablo Machado and Beverly Rapal. And.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. First, how about Trustee Harrison, will you lead us in pledge?
Ready?
Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and then take our student trustees and I believe I'm swearing them in.
Yes, you are.
Right? We have the actual oath here just to make sure. I mean, I think I remember it word for word, frankly. But do we have a copy of it to verify? Oh, it's on the agenda? Okay. Because I've done it so many times. It's the same oath that you take for all offices in California. You show me where it is, huh?
Yeah.
And I'll put on my glasses if I can find them. Oh, I don't have them. Okay, well, that'll be fun. That's all right. That'll be fun tonight. Oh, okay. That's the, that's all right. I need to read one more time to make sure I haven't forgotten. Where do you want us to stand?
Let's go up here, though, okay. So we don't have all these weird chairs.
It's a big deal.
I don't know.
Smiles from everybody. New students.
Yay! New students.
Here we go. Thank you.
You're pushing the tallest.
Up and
whatever.
Yeah, you're up here now.
He's great.
And you know, one of the things we'll discover, Pablo and Beverly, is that now I'm expecting that at your ages, you've got to have a certain amount of camera and mic fright that, you know, when you're speaking in public, almost everyone does. And what you'll come to discover is that because this is sort of a home to you, after a few meetings, you're gonna discover that you forget to be having microphone fright. You'll discover that it just sort of disappears on its own. You'll still encounter it other places, but this will be a place where you don't encounter it. It's wonderful when that happens. I don't know that Pablo will have that much. I've worked with Pablo on a lot of things. He doesn't seem to have too many inhibitions, from what I can tell thus far. But we shall see. In any case, I welcome you both aboard. And at this time, we have some closed session items. We have a conference with our labor negotiators under Government Code Section 54957.6. Doing pretty well reading this without my glasses. Agency negotiators are Bruce Barron and Dr. Lisa Norman, CTA, CSEA, management supervisors, and confidential employees. Those are the negotiations. We also have a public employment Government Code Section 54957, two cases, the college president for Crafton Hills College and the college president for San Bernardino Valley College. And let me see, there's a page here that I had open, I thought, and maybe I shut one that Stacy had put out here so carefully for me. Is this it, Stacy? Okay, yes, it does. So at this time, are there any public comments regarding those closed session items that anyone had wanted to make? This is the opportunity. Seeing none, we will be able. Oh, excuse me, I do have one. Please step forward, sir, and formally identify yourself for the record, if you don't mind, and go right ahead.
Fermin Ramirez, on behalf of CSCA negotiations team, we'd like to ask permission to join you in closed sessions for a briefing of negotiations between CSCA and the district.
Okay. I'm referring for procedural.
Lisa or Andrew can serve.
Okay.
Okay. In terms of negotiations, we have listed it as the exclusive representatives for the district being myself and Chancellor Barron. So we are recommending that not occur in terms of having that discussion there. But public comment during this time is certainly an opportunity to share with the board any concerns expressed regarding negotiations.
Okay. Is there anywhere in the process a time at which there is such a
My understanding is that it's not a legal motion to allow the union to enter closed session.
I see our attorney nodding her head.
It's
there.
Illegal.
That it is.
I would like to
please go ahead.
Not agree with that. And I have, I'm looking for the article under California Ed Code where it is permissible and we may be able to join closed session. Hand me a sec, please, sorry.
Yes, in fact, in the research I did, you guys have every right to meet with us behind closed doors when it has to do with things that shouldn't be put out in the public. Things that, under the Brown Act, can be taken into closed session, and I've noticed for the last, as long as I've been here, you guys have us on the agenda. Mm-hmm. Why? Okay. You're not willing to meet with us, and we're on the agenda.
Let me ask if, and anyone from, I would ask both the chancellor and our attorney to advise me if there's a problem with this. But what I would like to ask is that, first of all, if there's anything that you wanted to alert us to before the meeting, this. You can do that. And then when we go into closed session, our attorney will be in there with us as well as the chancellor, and the board can then take a moment to discuss whether or not it is possible
for us to invite you to join us. I cannot have such a discussion, however, out here on whether or not we can do it, because I need to be able to discuss it with our attorney, you know, to find out details and make sure I'm not
I would like to quote from Government Code 54957.6. Closed sessions, as permitted in this section, may take place prior to and during consultations and discussions with representatives of employee organizations and unrepresented employees.
Okay. What I'm saying is I just need to make sure that before we do that, we had just now an attorney tell us that we can't do it. I need to find out if there's some particular reason we can't do it at this moment, or what's the situation. I just need to find out what's going on. So we will do that. And
so when you do find that, you'll let us know what government codes you're citing for not allowing us to meet.
I will let you know whatever it is that our result is. Thank you. And so was there anything else that you wanted to maybe have us, in case we don't have an opportunity in closed session, is there anything you'd like to tell us before we go in there?
I have handouts.
We'd like to provide you with some handouts.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to take them now, before you go into closed session.
Well, are they related to items that are on the agenda that we're going to be discussing in closed session?
No.
Okay, well then, yeah, I just hold on to them for the moment then. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Is there anyone else who had wished to speak regarding an item which is on the agenda for closed session? All right, hearing none at this time, would entertain a motion we go into closed session.
So moved.
Moved by Trustee Williams, seconded by Trustee Zumbas. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anyone wish to be recorded as abstaining? Okay, and by the way, on substantive votes at least, I will try to remember, student trustees, to first ask for an advisory vote on anything that's dealing with substantive issue.
Of course.
This. Get headshots of both of you, so we might as well do it right now. Oh. Okay. Where at? That wall's fine.
Did you bring your bio?
My text or my I was talking into it, so I know there's a whole bunch of I didn't leave one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, pick up, so
that was coming over here.
Talking to my phone and see if it recognizes my voice.
It did.
Well, for the most part, I think there were a few types of ones I was driving, so I didn't try and change them.
Oh, it's CSS.
So you're going to take over the EDCT Foundation? 520.
I don't think so.
Do you have nothing to do?